Hickspett-Glaughlin. Welcome and thank you for joining us today at God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. We are in the season of Lent, and today marks the second Sunday in Lent. Lent is a season of reflection and preparation before the celebrations of Easter. We as Christians imitate Jesus Christ's sacrifice and withdrawal into the desert for 40 days And during Lent, we fast both from food and festivities. This is a time to strengthen our prayer life as well. The podcast today consists of several readings that pertain to the season of Lent. All readings are from the New Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. There will be two readings in each segment of the podcast. The first reading will be from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 43. Verses 18 through 25. The second reading will be from Psalms 41 in its entirety. Let us pray. Father God, beseeching you today for your blessings of the reading, the hearing, and the application of your most holy word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 18 through 25. God's word. Do not remember the former things or consider things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. Yet you did not call upon me, O Jacob, but you have been weary of me, O Israel. You have not brought me your sheep for burnt offerings or honored me with your sacrifices. I do not burden you with offerings or wearied you with frankincense. You have not brought me sweet cane with money, or satisfied me with the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins. You have worried me with your iniquities. Yes, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. I will not remember your sins. And now for Psalms 41 in its entirety. Happy are those who consider the poor, The Lord delivers them in the day of trouble. The Lord protects them and keeps them alive. They are called happy in the land. You do not give them up to the will of their enemies. The Lord sustains them from their sickbed. In their illness, you heal all their infirmities. As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies wonder in malice when I will die and my name perish. And when they come to see me, they utter empty words. Their hearts gather mischief. When they go out, they tell it abroad. All who hate me whisper together about me. They imagine the worst for me. They think that a deadly thing has fastened to me, that I will not rise again from where I lie. Even my bosom friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, who has lifted the heel against me. But, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up that I may repay them. By this I know that you are pleased with me because my enemy has not triumphed over me. But you have upheld me because of my integrity and set me in your presence forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. The word of the Lord. Now we will listen to a song entitled A New Thing by Vine Song.
Jesus.
Of A New Thing by Vine Song. How many of you can attest today that indeed God is doing a new thing in your lives? The last two readings in this segment of the podcast will be from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 22, and Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, respectively. Hear the word of the Lord. As surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been yes and no, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaim among you, Silvanus and Timothy, and I, was not yes and no. But in him it is always yes. For in him every one of God's promises is a yes. For this reason it is through him that we say the amen to the glory of God. But it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us by putting his seal on us and giving us his spirit in our hearts as a first installment. And now from Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. When he returned to Capernaum, some days it was reported that he was at home. So many gathered around that were around that there was no longer room for them, not even in the front of the door. And he was speaking the word to them. Then some people came, bringing him to a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And after having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, "Why does this fellow speak in this way? Is it blasphemy?" "It is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" At once Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were discussing these questions among themselves, and he said to them, "Why do you raise such questions in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and take your mat and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralytic, "I say to you, stand up, take your mat, and go to your home." And he stood up and immediately took the mat and went out before all of them, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The word of the Lord. Isn't it comforting to know that God's word tells us that persistent faith wins? Now we come to the closing song, which is entitled, "You're an Overcomer," by Mandisa.
People drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope. Whatever it is you may be going through, I know it's not gonna let it get the best of you. You're an overcomer. Cause
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today, chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.